If you ever get a chance to do the spiritual exercises, I know I talk about this a lot, what you'll realize is that it has a saint-making potential. Not only do you desire to give the greatest glory to God with your life, you also do not prefer riches to poverty or health to sickness. You have this indifferent attitude. But St. Ignatius takes it to another level. In his meditation on the three ways of being humble, the third way is not only to have an indifferent attitude open to the will of God, but to prefer poverty, to desire contempt from the world, and to choose to appear foolish before the world, if God so chooses. Wow, to choose that. With that in mind, enter St. Isaac Jogues, who probably just did his 30-day retreat, a newly ordained Jesuit priest who longed to share in the missionary efforts of Jesuits all over the world, and he got his chance on 1636, and he departed for the New World. When Father Isaac landed in what we know now as modern-day Quebec, he labored for 6 years, learning the language of the Huron people, preaching the faith, and eventually he became a competent woodsman, a very different life from the one he had in France where he was teaching culture and linguistics. One day in 1642, he was sent to give medicine to an ailing missionary priest. And on the way back from dropping off the supplies, Isaac and his Huron companions were ambushed on the river by the Mohawks and were captured and subjected to cruel torture. The stories tell us that St. Isaac and his companions were forced to run between two lines of Mohawks, and as they were running through, they were beaten with clubs, with sticks, and even with knives. For over a year, Father Isaac was in captivity and endured cruel tortures, even to the point of losing two of his fingers, gnawed off, the two fingers he would need to say Mass. In the providence of God, the Dutch Calvinist missionaries actually heard about his plight and eventually ransomed Father Isaac and sent him back to France. Many people had heard of Father Isaac and thought he was dead, but instead, they witnessed a living martyr. He was a legend and revered by many. Even the queen kissed his mutilated hands. Yet in his heart, he had only one desire, to go back to Canada. And he even received a canonical dispensation from Pope Urban VII to say Mass without those missing fingers, because back in the day, you had to hold the host in a particular way. Think about that. You've just endured some of the worst possible tortures and abuse ever. And now you are in a land where everybody loves you, even the queen. You could have lived the rest of your life in peace, in comfort. But no, not for Father Isaac. He wanted to go back to the Huron people, and especially to those who had hurt him. In a letter he wrote, he said, "My heart tells me that if I have the happiness of being employed in this mission, I shall go and shall not return. But I shall be happy if our Lord will complete the sacrifice where he has begun it, and make the little blood I have shed in that land the earnest of what I would give from every vein of my body and of my heart." When he returned to Canada in 1644, he saw the Dutch, who were surprised that he had come back, and he had actually established peaceful relations with the Mohawks, who were also impressed with his courage, but also with his peaceful demeanor, because Father Isaac did not harbor any ill will towards the people who tortured him. Unfortunately, this peace did not last, and the Mohawks, and Father Isaac Jogues was tomahawked in the back of the head with an axe. Those who lose their life for my sake will save it. Such a cryptic saying, we hear it so many times, and What does it mean to lose our lives? Does it mean just to die? If we read Gaudium et Spes, paragraph 22, the Vatican documents, it interprets this particular passage in this way. It says this, and it gives us the key to understanding it. Man cannot fully find himself except through a sincere gift of himself. To lose yourself is to lose yourself by giving yourself away in a free gift to the Father in love of our neighbor. And so to make a complete gift of oneself like St. Isaac Job's means loving freely. Loving those who do not love you back. It means loving like our Father who makes the sun rise on the righteous and on the unrighteous alike. Maybe there are people in your life who do not torture your body, but they injure your heart because they are far from the faith or because of their distant relationship. Will you have the courage to love them still? Will you make of yourself a complete gift, free, unmerited, like St. Isaac Job's? Then we will know what it means to love perfectly. To love like our Father loves each one of us, and to participate in that redemptive love which saved the whole world and can save our loved ones too. See, Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.